Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic Morning Prayer on this Tuesday, May 26th. It's day six of Thy Kingdom Come, which is an opportunity to pray. Pray for five, as the Archbishop of Canterbury is suggesting, Justin Welby. In fact, we're going to be hearing from him in just a two-minute video clip, and I'll include the link in the email. Pray for five during the Thy Kingdom Come. We encourage people to pray for five people that we know to come to faith in Jesus. Each day there's a reflection to help us to do this, and if you haven't done it already, think of five friends who don't know the love of God for them in Christ, and we'll have a chance to hear a little bit about that in the readings and in the Archbishop's reflection. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my son Justin Greaves.
Hello.
So we invite you to pray with us and take a deep breath and enjoy God's presence as we give the day to Him. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen and ascended.
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible.
Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you. Come, let us sing to the Lord, let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend a knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you.
A reading from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse, a Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one whom I name to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, Do you come peaceably?" He said peaceably, "I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Jesus made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel said to Jesse, Are your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and had beautiful eyes, and was handsome. The Lord said, Rise and anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 99. The Lord is King. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. Mighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called on his name. They cried to the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his decrees and the statutes he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You are a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God, and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work with us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Today's reflection, we're listening to the audio of a video on Vimeo that you could listen to as well. It's called Thy Kingdom Come with Archbishop Justin Welby.
Prayer rests on the conviction that the strongest power in the world is unseen. Thy kingdom come is built on this conviction given to us by Jesus. Often when we pray, we don't see immediate results, but we know we should trust and believe that God hears our prayers. The testimony of many people is that God has used the prayers and witness of others to bring the reality of the good news to their lives. I'd like to give you an example and tell you about a friend of mine, Brian. As he sat, beginning his fourth time in prison at the age of 20, he felt life couldn't get any worse.
When I was 18, through a whole set of rather unfortunate circumstances, I ended up getting incredibly involved with drugs. And then I became homeless, and off the back of that, I ended up in prison. All that time I was in prison, people were praying for me. And to my amazement, my solicitor was a Christian. My probation officer was a Christian. My cellmate was exploring faith and was a Christian. It was almost like wherever I went, I couldn't get away from God. In fact, once my probation officer threw a Bible at me and said, "You should read this, Brian." After being arrested for the fourth time, I ended up in a probation hostel. And in that probation hostel, sitting on my bed, I opened up the Bible, and the Bible spoke to me so powerfully about the fact that Jesus saves. And at that moment, on my own, in that probation hostel, I gave my life to Jesus, and my life was radically transformed.
Brian's life is evidence of the years of prayer, the gentle nudges from friends, and even the not-so-gentle probation officer who threw a Bible at him. We all have people in our lives who don't know about Jesus and the difference he longs to bring to them.
and we get this wonderful opportunity to be involved in people's secret history, the history that is unseen, of people who don't give up, who persevere. In a world where the culture is instant, we need to be the people who don't give up in praying, because when we pray, God is at work.
Every invite to church, every gentle conversation about God, every prayer for a friend in God's hand contributes to someone's secret history. That is why your prayers matter. They really matter. Never underestimate the power and influence that your prayers have on the world. In prayer, God invites us to be his partners in the transformation of the world through transformed lives.
I love this prayer from Ephesians that Justin Greaves just read. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. What would the world be like if everyone loved each other? Imagine that. Of course, love is difficult because our human nature, although capable of great love, is imperfect. Our selfishness keeps getting in the way. The Christian church is called to be a community of acceptance, forgiveness, and love. This is not a cheap, easy, rose-tinted glasses, naive love. It is the stuff of revolution. As Mother St. Teresa said, I only love God as much as I love the person I love the least. It is only possible when the Father's love, Christ's example, and the Spirit's power, in whom we're waiting in this time of ascension for Pentecost this coming Sunday. And God teaches us to love as we pray, and to pray is to love. An expression of faith. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day. Though I am poor today, I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day. Though I am weak today, I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day. And though of anxious heart today, I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials. And now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day. And though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lighted this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. Loving God, help us to know you more. Through knowing you, may I show your love and love as you love. Please show your love to my five friends that we may be thinking about. We don't know that they're loved, whatever their condition or situation in life. And perhaps through me or others who love you, that they might respond to that love in Christ and find peace with him. Also hold up the lives of those who've asked us to pray for them in their time of need. Jen expecting in July, Clarissa in June. For the sister-in-law of Rita with cancer, and Noah who has cancer, as well as Biba who is in stage 4 pancreatic cancer, for Nancy, her friend, and all those who love, and especially God's love for Biba. For Haley, a neighbor, Eddie, for the memory of Josephine Kashmanian and the Reverend Dennis Dolliff, who died recently. For Joanne's mom and dad, for all those who are in nursing homes or in retirement homes, whose lives are at risk one way or another because of age or because of their occupation, as in the dental field, those who essential workers making electricity, those who are looking for work or who have been laid off. We pray for our doors to open for God's kingdom to come in people's lives, and that you might encourage us along the way with your word and with our prayers for one another. Almighty and loving God, who sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to bring salvation to all, and entrusted us with the task of spreading the good news of that salvation to all people, we offer ourselves afresh for the fulfillment of your divine purpose. Enkindle within us deeper love for you, and pour on us a new infusion of your Holy Spirit, that through us others may be brought to know, love, and serve you in the fellowship of your church, through the same your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Lord taught us to pray, so we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow, or perhaps tomorrow for Zoom for those who can join us on Wednesday.